We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We are starting on top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the words Yosef Rav Yosef. We had in the Gemara before, at least according to Rav Yechanan, that the halacha is that Misa Oysa Nipo, which means if it's an Eva Hamadodol, an Eva that's hanging off and the behemoth dies, the Eva does not become a real piece of Nevela. It just becomes, it's still Eva Menachai, so it has Tumas Nevela als Eva Menachai, but not als Nevela, the Arnaf Geminas, for example. If Basar comes off that Eiver, if it's Tamei or not. But Misa Oysa Nipo means that when it dies, it's considered two separate things. Mashenke by Shchita, Shchita ain't a Shchita Oysa Nipo, which means the Shchita does have an effect, does help the Eiver from becoming Tamei, so it doesn't become Tamei anymore, it's Eiver Menachai. And the only reason why you can't eat it is because of Isidar Abanon, that you can't eat, no lava Eiver Menachai anymore, it's Isidar Abanon to not eat this Eiver Hamadodol. That's what came from the Gemara before. So Yosef Rav Yosef Kamei de Rav Huna, the Yosef Vekama. So Rav Yosef said in front of Rav Huna, a member of Shem Rav, he said, "V'amar Rav Huda Amar Rav, Ochlu Lezeh Loika. If you eat this Eiver Hamadoldol, you get Malkus. You get Malkus for Eiver Menachai. Amar Lehum Rabbanon, Loita Tzitzulei. Hochi Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, V'shmei De Rav, Ochlu Lezeh Eina Loika. You don't get Malkus." Now, they both didn't explain what they're talking about. They're talking about Eiver Hamadoldol, and they don't say what's the case. Could we just start off as Nakdama, Misa Oysa Nipol, and Ein Shchita Oysa Nipol? They weren't specifying if it was Shchita or Misa. So Rav Yosef said from Rav Hunam Shem Rav that Ochlu Zeh Loika. And there was someone sitting there said, "No, what are you talking about? Don't listen to him." Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said, "V'shmei de Rav, Ochlu Zeh Eina Loika." So Amalei Rav Huna, so Huna asks Rav Yosef as Rabbi, he says, "Anana Manisma, who should we samich on? Because it seems like we have a stira. What Rav holds? Is it loika or not loika?" I do Rav Yosef lape. Rav Yosef turned around. He wasn't happy with even the question. Amalei, my kasha, it's not a stira. My kosha. Ki amri ano, I'm talking about b'misa d'oisa nipol. I'm talking about where the behemoth died. Where the behemoth died, you get malchus on the aver. Why? Because it's aver menachai. So you get Malkus on the Eved. And the truth is, even for being a veil also you get Malkus. Either way you get Malkus. So what's an afghan is Oysa Nipol? So Rashi explains, look at Rashi, the fourth wide line on top, Kiyama, no, the loika was Eved Menachai, but Misa Oysa Nipol, Vashemi Acha Rav, the loika was from the veil of Masri, and the veil was from Eved Menachai. You give him Asura, the veil, not Eved Menachai. So Rashi Bavarni, like the same thing. What's the difference? You have no which Asura to give. The Gilin Ashash, which is Rabbi Kiva Eger, says that Kasha have much better nafkaminas. Nafkamina will be is that by the vela has to be chayiv, it has to be, you have to eat the basar, it can't be gidim v'atzamos. He says nafkamina to give it to ben noyach. It's a classic nafkamina. No, a ben noyach is also an even nachai, not also an vela. You could have said other nafkaminas either way. But in any case, Rav Yosef says not a stira. I'm talking about where it died. Where it died, haka get malchus. Ki yomei iu, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, who's saying the Rav, they don't get malchus, talking about we had a shchita. By Shchita does not make a nipo. By Shchita works for the Eiver Hamadodol. And therefore there is no Malkus. So it's not a stira between both of us. What are you saying? Who should I go like? We go like both of us. It's not a stira. It's not the Maravaita. Amar Rava. Menaha milsa domar abanon. Misa oysa nipo. Shchita eina oysa nipo. So we had before, and we spoke about again in Dag Dama today, that Misa, when it dies, we say, oh, the Eiver is not attached. When it comes to Shechita, we say it is attached. Like, who told you such a thing? Is there any Svara to that? There is no Svara. Teres is a Pasuk. How do we know? Menorah Mos Dor Rabbanon, Misa Is Nipo, Shechita Eino Is Nipo. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is by Shrotzim. It says, V'chol HaShiyipa Olav Mehem B'moysom Yitma. Anything that this Sheretz, after it dies, falls on, will make it Tomei. Called Kli Eid, so I beg it, or I saw Kosh, Yas Malacha Bahem, Mayim Yuvo, Tamar, Arvatar, Tar. The Lacha is that the Sheretz, when it dies, it makes the tummy. Now, why is it even Moisam? Lemute Mai. Why if it speak up a Moisam? Ilam Mute Bechayim to say that when the Sheretz is alive, it's not Matama. We know it only is Matama when it's dead. Because the Pasuk says Menev Lossam. It's not a Pasuk in the same parish, it says Vichipa Menev Lossam al Kozar Azurua. So it says Menev Lossam. So we know it's only in Nevela. Ella, why is it been moisam? To teach you a halacha. Al shma mina, misa oise nipol, vein shchita oise nipol. It's teaching you that misa oise nipol, and lafuke, that shchita ain't shchita oise nipol. It's a miyat. But moisam, it becomes separate. But if you do shchita, then ain't oise shchita oise nipol.
We've seen in the
pasuk.
What is
the extra word of moisam? Next row of Moisa. We're talking about Shrotim. We're talking about a Kasha Zek. We're not talking about a Behemoth Bechal.
We're talking about
a Nipple
over here.
What?
We see
Nipple
over here.
Right. So we dash in the words Yipple and Moisam, that it means that B'Moisam, it's Oisin Nipple, but not B'Shchita. So like Rashi speaks out, Elohachikam, Akasha Yipple Mehem B'Moisam, I didn't miss to have an Afila Mehem. We dash the word Yipol and Moisam, that by Moisam we have it in Yipol, not by Din Shchita. It's a drasha in the pasuk, not pasuk shan in the pasuk. Of course not, not pasuk shan in the pasuk. It's a drasha. What? And the Gemara even gives you a hint that it's a drasha. Gemara has a kasha. What's by Moisam? We don't need by Moisam. It's extra. Teretz by Moisam is teaching you this halacha. The word by Moisam teaches you this halacha. The only problem is a bigger problem. There's a problem. What you're tithing is not a problem because by Moisam is extra. But it's not a problem. There's so much shrotzim. It's not talking about anything that has shchita in the first place. That's a little stretch to say that by shrotzim, there's a din yipol. There's no din shchita there. Omer v'ad v'ahav l'rava v'al krav shrotzim k'siv. The pasuk talks about shrotzim. By shrotzim, there is no parasha shchita. Omalei, you're right. But ain't the inyan l'shrotzim the lab shchita tenu. If you can't use it for shrotzim because it's not shchita, tenu inyan l'behema. We'll use it for behema. It's an extra word, and the extra words that teach us. What's the Moisim teaching us? What's an Igeya? Of course, you know it's dead. The extra word of Moisim teaching was. Teretz with Darshan, there's a din, but Moisim, that if it dies, then Yipol, then anything that was hanging off is considered that's off. Masha'enkein, a miyat, that b'shchitanat, that's the drasha of the Moisim. Freit the Gemara, you tell me the whole premise of this drasha is, because the Moisim is extra, what do you mean? You need to Moisim something else? Vakati b'olei, that a sheretz, this is some, in sheretz alone, we have a drasha. What's a drasha? But kadabar le'kein misa lachim matamin veishem matamin. A dried out sheretz after it's dead will not be matama. How do you know that? Because loshem b'moisam teaching us that it has to be kein misa. It has to be in the same status it was when it was when it died. When it died, it was still fresh. That's only then is a matama. When it's dried out, it's not matama. So you need the b'moisam. And for the gemara, trei b'moisam k'sivi. It says b'moisam in a different pasuk as well. It says twice b'moisam. And since it has two moisim, one's extra teach you that misa oisa nipol ve'ein shchita oisa nipol. Amar Rav Chista, machloikis be'ever de'uber chai. The whole machloikis is by ever de'uber chai. Avil, this is going back on the machloikis of the hand that's sticking out. So there, it's a shayla back in the Mishnah, Ramei and the Chachamim. If the hand is magen avela or not. Cases like this. You have a behemo with the uber. The uber sticks his hand out. You shech the mother. The uber is now is mutad ba'achila. The hand is sticking out. This hand is also ba'achila. That's not up to debate. The question is that hand has magen avela or maga shchita. I'm explaining to Mr. What's the machlokes. According to Rav Meir, shchita does not help for that aver. According to the Rabbanon, it does help for that aver. So that was the machloikis in our Mishnah, if it helps for the Eiver or not, by the Uber. Again, machloikis before, Misa Yisrael, we're talking about the Behema itself. The Eiver, I'm talking about the Uber. By the Uber, it said in the Mishnah, machloikis by the hand, if it's Nevela, if it has an Eiver Menachai, which is Nevela, or not. When we say Nevela, it means it's Eiver Menachai, it has Tumas Nevela, or it's not, it's like a Trefa. So Zokter of Chista Chiddush. Machloikis be'ever du uber chai. Machloikis is dafka by the ever of an uber that was born alive. It wasn't. It was actually born after he cut open the behemoth, after he shechted it, but it was alive. Our be'ever du uber meis, divrei akar shchita oisa nipol. Everyone will agree that shchita oisa nipol, which means that that ever will be ever menachai and will not be, it will be tamei. It will be tamei kuli alma. It means even the rabbanon will agree that it's tamei. But Rabba Amak Machloikis Bezek Machloikis is equal. Then what's pshat in Rav Chista? So Rashi says, "The Uber Chai, the Yesh B'Mino Yishchita, Mahan Yishchita Afl Eiver Hayoytzel Tyra." So what does it mean Yesh B'Mino Yishchita by Uber Mesa doesn't mean Yishchita? Zokta Madura Basra. Listen well, because it's a beautiful pshat. Madura Basra is the Mashal Madura Basra. Kuvitz him, Kuvitz his children. So Madura Basra is a lomdus pshat. He says like this. There's two ways how you can learn why the ben pekua, the uber, is mutter to eat. One mahalach is that the shechita on the mother is ki'ilu yishechta the uber. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach is that the uber is like a limb of the mother. Therefore, yishechta, everything, all the limbs are mutter. So he says, by Uber Chai, the longest is, when the Uber is alive, there, you don't say that's a limb of the mother. You say more different lumdas. You say the shech in the mother is like a shech in the uber. So if that's true, so there, that you could hold that the shechita works for that aver also because the ma'aseh is shech the uber. So it makes sense. Even stuck his hand out, okay, as a psul yaitse, but it's like a psul trefer type of thing. But yeah, shech the uber, so the shechita work for it. He says, but by a mace, uber mace, there. The shechita can mean that you shechted the uber. The uber is dead. So it means it's a limb of the animal. If it's a limb of the animal, so why should the yaitze have shechita on it? That's not the limb. That's outside. And therefore, he says, when it's uber meis, the kuli amayda, that the limb has no shechita, that's why it's oisin nipal kuli amayda. That's the Mdur Bas explains in Lomnes. And what does Rabbah hold? So the Imran Moshe explains, a Peter Svarah, that was Rabbah. Rabbah holds that even the uber meis is nechshav kechai, and it's kilu nishchat the uber mamish. Even you can say on a mace like that. Since the ben pekua, even when it's mace, is mutter to eat. So you can say kilu shchita on that. Also, that's what Rabbi wrote. That's machlekes v'kavuzu. Now, it goes much deeper than this. We have machlekes over here. Is the Mishnah talking about uber chai or even uber mace? That's really comes out. Because the Mishnah has machlekes, what to do with the hand. If you look at Rashi on the Mishnah that says magen avela, so there, the Rashi has two pshatim. The Mishnah is of Ayin Beis and Aleph. Rashi has Basar Magen Avela. Rashi has two pshatim. Basar Ubar Maga Eva Menachai Shumatam Ken Avela by Rutav. It means either the Uber is alive. Inami Im Yotze Uber Meis Nevela Gemura Ava Eva Menachai. So Rashi has two pshatim. If it's alive or dead, it's really totally in this Mechalikas Rav Chista and Rabba. The two pshatim of Rashi already told him Mechalikas Rav Chista and Rabba. Which already the Kregen makes the Cheshbin, and others make the Cheshbin, Rabbi Salman Ransberg, the Rishash talks about it. Because it's a very Geshmak HaTushtel to the Gemara. So I think more about it. So in the Mishnah ended off a whole discussion if a Shechita works for a Treifa. And the Mishnah had a question. How are you fine by Behemoth Tameya that you do a Shechita? It's still Tameh Nevela. So why by a Treifa which you can't eat? Same thing like a Behemoth Tameya, you can't eat it. So why does Shechita work? So what was the Gemara's final teretz? That by Tameya, ain't been mina shchita. By Tahira, yes, been mina shchita. You know, it's a treifa, but it's a behemoth Tahira. So the Mishnah said, but a ben Shemoy Nechai, which is an eight-month-old, whatever, it's not a full term, Ubar, since it's not going to live, ain't been mina shchita. And that's why we understand. We know by ben Shemoy Nechai, the shchita doesn't work for it. It's metame. So it makes sense. It's very geshmak. It's like a behemoth Tameya, ben Shemoy Nechai. Why? Because the ain't been mina shchita. That's what comes out from our Mishnah. The more being a brisa is a little different. But Tanya went to the brisa that the answer back ben shmoy with the Mishnah answer back ben shmoy nechiach ben shmoy nechayechiach shaf api sheyesh v'bina shchita, even though this min has a shchita ain shchita as matarasa. So it's back shver. How can you learn out from how can you say it's different than behemoth tameya and that's what shchita works? We find a ben shmoy nechay was yesh v'bina shchita. And there ain't shchita as matarasa. Shchita does not make it tar. That was the brisa's taina. So what's the kasha? The kasha is make up your mind. Our Mishnah says that ben chai is not a mino shchita. You're saying it is a mino shchita. It's chayr zastir. Amar Rav Kahana, our Mishnah is right. Ben ches never has shchita. But yes, mino shchita means agav imoy. Because if you shechted the mother, so that could work for the everyone agrees that if you shecht the mother, the ben chai is a ben peku and it's mutatid. So it's yeshnoi v'shchita, agav the mother. But tana didon, mino de ima leiparuch. That's not called yeshmina according to our tana. Our tana doesn't hold that that's called yeshmina shchita, therefore it's not a pircha. The only problem is, ulahai tana de paruch that holds it is a pircha, treifa de shchitasam and tarasam and ole. What's the makar that taka a treifa de shchitas and tarit? What's the makar for that? The whole makar was because yeshmina shchita, this was better than behemoth tameya. But you find a ben ches is called yeshemina shchita according to the Tana of the Braisa, and still it's not metaret. So it's back shver. Who told you treifa shchita from tarasa? So tomorrow, menale nafkulam rav hudam rav don hudam rav v'amri lo mesit the Tana. Oh my God, the pasuk says, and this is the pasuk of Nevela, v'chiyomus mina behemah shilachem la'achlan again. We've lost it to Madara. It says mina behemah, mixas behemah metama, mix behemah metama. Sure, on top of mace, it's not metama. What's that a treifa? A treifa is considered a mace because you can't eat it. So mixes veim einam matame. Zuzu treifa shachto. So it's exactly the cause of that a treifa is not matame. Only certain veim is in the matame, not a treifa. So according to our Mishnah, the reason is because you can't learn off him mehema tameya, and therefore it's yeshu mina shchita, and afterwards it's included in shayna bakar, and it has then shchita. Mashenkin, according to the Brisa, holds there's a pircha on that limud, then you have a drasha from chiyomis mina mehema. Boy, Rav Yeshaya, nu shayla, hoishit es yodel mei behema, v'shachat ben teschai. You stuck your hand into the stomach of the mother, and you made a shchita. Now, when you see the next Mishnah, Ramea holds, if it's a full-term Uber, there's no such thing as Ben Pekua. It's its own behemoth. It's its own behemoth. Ben Pekua doesn't work. Only a Ben Ches works, or a ben Tes Mace. But a Ben Tes Chai, has its own Din behemoth, Shechita of the mother does not work. The question is, if you stick your hand inside, and you make a Shechter inside the mother, is that a good Shechita or not? Hoitzis Yod Mei Behemoth, V'shachat Ben Tes Chai. Now, Tebayel Ramea, Tebayel Rabbanon. The boiler Rameya holds no din of Ben Pekua on a Bentes. Ad Kalin Kom Rameya Ben Pekua Ton Shchita, then needs a Shchita. Hanimil Hech Yotzalav Eilam. When it goes down into the world, it needs its own Shchita. Ava Mei Imai, but if it's Shechter in the mother's stomach, that Lo Yishari Le Shchita. Shchita will not even work because it's not its own behemoth yet. While it's in the mother's stomach, it's not its own behemoth yet. And of course, if you're a Rabbanon, it's not its own behemoth. Because Rabbanon hold that even if it goes out chai after shchita, it doesn't need its own shchita. Because it never has its own din shchita while it's in the mother's stomach. But we're saying, even if Rameh declare that it doesn't have its own din shchita until it comes out, until the Yotzalav Oilam. So shchita does not work. It's let's say, we'll call it this. Shchita, like one of the limbs of the behemoth, even according to Rameh. I dilma, I feel the Rabbanon, even if the Rabbanon, maybe it does have its own din behemoth. But the special din, a dalet simonim achsver achmana, that you could shecht this ubar in two different ways, either by shechting its own simonim, or by shechting its mother's simonim. But a vada has its own din behema for shechita. So the question is, if I shecht it inside the mother's stomach, is it good shechita or not? And the question could be saifir amei, saifir abanam. Amar Rav Chananya, let's try to bring a raya. It says in our Mishnah, Toshima, hareish noldo treifa min abetan. And our Mishnah is declaring if a treifa has a shas kosher or not. First, the Mishnah wanted to say the reason why a treifa shchita is metaret from an avela is because it has a shas kosher. And the Mishnah asks, what do you mean? If it's born a treifa, there also we say that it's not tamei. I doesn't have shas kosher. So we went to the next svar. But phrase of tomorrow that if you could shecht it in the mother's stomach, so it has a shas kosher. V'isa, because we thought right now it became a treifa only when it was born. It was conceived a treifa already. Since it was conceived a treifa, so a vadi kev maybe kev shchita in the mother's stomach. Why isn't it called shasa kosher? Because it never was a kosher. It always was a treifa. Now, how is it possible to conceive the treifa? If it has, Heiraglaim has five legs, and the Gemara Bukharis and the Gemara before says, if it has a third leg in the hind legs, it's Ki'ilu Chasr, and therefore it's considered a Trefa. It's considered a Trefa. Baal's Heiraglaim, it's called a Trefa. So that's how it could be conceived a Trefa, and therefore it's not a Raya. It's very possible, never has Shasa Kosher, it's not a Raya, Keshecht in the mother's stomach. So what we learned over here was the last Gemara was a Shaila, if a Keshecht in the mother's stomach, Gemara states with a take, Gemara does not know the answer to that question, if it's considered a Shechita or not.